There's a refugee surge in Lebanon ahead of Syria's deadline. Spring break vacation helps Christian schools in the DR, and many celebrated Easter for the first time yesterday. These stories and a whole lot more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Violence only seems to have increased in Syria ahead of tomorrow's UN deadline for a ceasefire. The number of refugees flowing out of Syria has shot up in recent days. Many of these refugees are headed to Lebanon.
It's currently believed that there are around about 13,000 Syrian refugees in Lebanon.
Matt Parker with Kids Alive International is particularly concerned about the large number of kids.
It's thought that around about one-third of the refugees that have come from Syria to Lebanon are under the age of 18, and around about 20% are thought to be 4 years or younger.
It's incredibly dangerous getting to Lebanon as families pass mines and live fire, but once they arrive, they're in desperate condition. Kids Alive is trying to reach refugee children by providing aid and education in Christ's name.
I know that there are people that are, as in any crisis situation, turning to the Lord at these times.
Pray for peace. Next, another church was closed down just before Easter services in the country of Laos. Christian Aid Missions' Bill Bray says a church was closed in Kham Nun Sung in the province of Savannakhet.
For 3 days, they rounded up everybody, harangued the people with their political views. They said that one of the tricks of the Americans is to use Christian faith to destabilize the government.
The church was closed on Monday, Thursday.
When the church was planning its Easter services, they announced the confiscation of this church. And this is the fourth church that they've closed in as many months.
According to Bray, it's not widespread persecution.
This wave of persecution has been mostly focused in Savannakhet. There's speculation that it's just the governor there that's got this anti-Christian mindset.
Additional persecution means they need additional support. We'll connect you at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Vision Beyond Borders continues to see reforms in Burma before their very eyes. Last week, MNN told you about political dissident Aung San Suu Kyi winning a seat in parliament. Now, VBB received a report about the Free Burma Rangers praying with former generals of the nation. VBB reports God orchestrated the meetings. It's just another example of God's miracles in Burma. Keep praying. VBB also needs Bibles to help resupply Christians in Burma. We'll connect you to VBB at our website. Meanwhile, spring break is ending or starting in a lot of schools, but it may be time to start planning for next year. When three West Michigan couples took a vacation to the Dominican Republic, they did more than suntan. Worldwide Christian School, Steve Goering says,
they took time one day out of their vacation to go to a school and install a water system.
It was to help out with the Water for Wisdom program. It's a program where Worldwide installs clean water systems in Christian schools. It's a big help as students learn about Christ.
Just in the overall health of the students and their ability to be at school, and then to have the clean water there, it'll improve their lives and give them actually more days at school.
These couples didn't have to serve on vacation, but actually many have done so in the past.
Some have built furniture, others have worked within the school. Some have assisted some teachers.
Consider helping next spring break. Our website has that information. And as Christians joined Easter celebrations yesterday, some celebrated for the first time. President of Russian Ministry, Sergei Rakhuba, says God used his ministry to lead many to Christ, despite political uncertainty, persecution, and Muslim extremism. Over the weekend, Schools Without Walls students were also able to distribute children's Bibles and other Christian literature to thousands of kids at evangelistic programs. Pray seeds of the gospel take root. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to inspire kids in your life to love the Bible? Faith Comes by Hearing is making available the Kids Bible, audio dramas of your favorite Old and New Testament stories. The word-for-word scripture will help bring the Bible to life for kids in your life. Get your free Kids Bible MP3 CD, call 1-800-995-4828, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.